In 1887, Fernand Corvée's traveling circus came to Paris. Seurat made on-site sketches of the fairgrounds in preparation for this brooding masterpiece, in which he relied on his finely tuned pointillist approach to evoke ethereal penumbral light, and in the process produced his most mysterious, alluring painting.
He depicts a circus sideshow, the free teaser entertainment set up outside the tent to entice potential ticket buyers.
At far right, customers queue up on the stairs to the box office. On the makeshift stage, under the misty glow of 9 twinkling gaslights, the ringmaster at right and musicians at left play to the assembled crowd of onlookers, whose assorted hats add a wry and rhythmic note to the foreground. As viewers, we observe the spectacle as if from the rear of the audience, as part of the crowd.
Circus Sideshow was one of 6 major paintings that Seurat made during his short career. He regarded them as painted manifestos, demonstrating the merits of the technique he invented, often called pointillism.
Seurat, however, preferred the term divisionism because it spoke to the principle behind his technique of separating or dividing color into small touches placed side by side and meant to blend in the eye of the viewer. He felt that colors applied in this way, not mixed on a palette or muddied by overlapping, would retain their integrity and produce a more brilliant, harmonious result.
Seurat debuted his technique in 1886 in his huge, sunlit canvas known as A Sunday on La Grande Jatte. It's one of the glories of the Art Institute of Chicago. The Met owns the final study for this celebrated work, and it is often displayed nearby. How different the circus sideshow is from that sun-filled picture. Its hypnotically arranged dots, its haunting colors, and its almost doll-like figures set the stage for Seurat's last great figure paintings, which are also devoted to popular entertainment.